second paragraph of the Siyah 7th Mishnah, Amos Aved Vloim Asimoneh Lo'iten Loi. The person says that he lost such an article, if he didn't give the simonim, then he can't give it to him, even though he says, I lost this thing. Yeah, the Maya said there's a discussion. What does the person announce? Does he announce that he just lost an aved? I found an aved, or does he actually announce the article? So Rav Nachman says that he found a shirt. You announce that I found a shirt. So that's the case. What does it mean that the person, I announced that I found a shirt, and the guy says that I lost the shirt? That's nothing. And so the Maisa was saying that that's for sure nothing. Even if he gives a simon, which is a very weak simon, he says it was a red shirt, that's not enough. It has to be something more specific. Person, we know that this person who is claiming that he lost it is choshed. Even if he brings him money, we don't trust him. He has to bring witnesses that say that we know that this is his. You have to check him out to see if there's an honest person who's claiming the Aveda. Until you check out if he's Rami or not. Yeah. Yeah, there's a discussion whether if he has very clear simanim, he knows exactly how much it weighed, something like that, if he didn't trust a Rami, because a Rami wouldn't be able to guess that by himself. If you find an avedim, like an ox that could work for you, and also and you'll feed it, so that let it work for you and you'll feed it, and that way you don't have any losses by keeping him under your possession. But if it's an animal a goat or something that doesn't, or whatever type of animal it is, that doesn't work, so we're not mechayev the one who found the veda to have to be metapel. So therefore he should just sell it. The Gemara gives a certain amount of time that he should take care of it before he sells it. Different animals, different amounts of times. Return it to him. You should find a way to return it to him in a fashion that he'll get something out of it, because if the one who's found a veda has to spend a lot of money on it, and another guy's going to have to pay back for all that expenses, he'll end up paying more than he gets. Once he sells it, what should he do with the money until he finds the one who lost the object? He's allowed to use them. If he loses them, he has to pay, because he's like a shoyim, or at least like a shoyim asocha, even if he didn't use it yet, and therefore if he loses them, he has to pay. He's not allowed to use them. Since he's not allowed to use them, he's just a shoyim achinim. The person who watches without pay, if he loses it, does not have to pay unless he was pusheya.